At the Cape's first electric car show this fall, hundreds of people gathered to test drive electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles.
Got four wheels, that's a good start.
That's Mark Borgman, a musician from Dennis who came to test drive electric cars with his wife, Patrice. The couple took a ride in the Chevy Volt, a plug-in hybrid.
This vehicle is in demonstration mode, connected by OnStar's high-speed...
Borgman says he and his wife are considering buying an electric car to be more environmentally friendly.
Well, we've done things like put solar on our house, and so we're concerned about the environment, and this would probably be the next logical step.
The electric vehicle, or EV, show at Barnstable Airport is part of a larger effort to reduce the number of gas-powered cars on the Cape. They're cars that contribute harmful carbon emissions that warm and disrupt the world's climate. In Massachusetts, more than 40% of greenhouse gas emissions come from the transportation sector.
The EV vehicles, it's what we need to do in order to avoid the march towards carbon overload.
That's Liz Argo of the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative. Argo actually bought an electric car at that show, a Hyundai Kona. And she says after buying her own, she's fully convinced.
We have on the Cape a perfect situation for electric vehicles.
That's in part because of the distance from one end of the Cape to the other. Most electric vehicles have a range of 150 to 200 miles before they need to be recharged.
If you buy a car, you get a little cord, you plug it into your house, and you're good to go.
If you want to drive from Race Point Light in Provincetown to Woods Hole and back, for example, you'd travel around 173 miles. That's within the limit for most electric cars. From Woods Hole to Boston and back, 155 miles. The self-contained nature of island living makes things even easier on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard.
This is what's happening. It's so easy.
There's another reason electric cars should be a perfect fit for this region. On the Cape and Islands, we have mostly single-family homes. To David Issa, who's been selling electric and hybrid cars at the Hyannis Prime Chevrolet dealership for years, that means one thing.
You know, here there's plenty of parking and everybody has their own driveway.
With your own driveway often comes easy, reliable, exclusive access to a charger. That's in contrast to the challenges faced by many city dwellers who may rely on street parking. And here's one more thing. Compared to the national average, the Cape's demographics skew wealthier and older, and maybe less demanding in their travel needs.
The soccer mom is probably not going to be looking for an electric vehicle because most of the electric vehicles are small.
On the whole, retirees fortunate enough to have the means, time, and flexibility are prime candidates for electric vehicle ownership. David Issa says he sees these kinds of customers in Hyannis a lot, and they've typically already made a decision about what they want before stepping foot in a dealership.
For them, it's not a choice of, do I want an electric or a gas? It's a choice of, am I going to get the regular plug-in or am I going to get the DC high-speed fast charge?
So if it sounds to you like it did to me, that there's a promising setup for electric vehicles, or EVs, the answer to my next question may come as a surprise.
Is the Cape, infrastructurally, culturally, is it ready for an EV explosion?
No.
So is the Cape ready for all of those electric vehicles today? Probably not.
Is the Cape ready? I'd say the Cape is as ready as any place else. And I don't think we're leading the way.
Tomorrow, why we're not ready yet, and what we need to get there. For WCAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.